Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the Farm Families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Make plans to attend the Chris Black 16th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 10th, 12:30 at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Offering 460 head of AI bred, fall calving, wide-bodied, easy-keeping, future club calf-producing females, and 30 head of stout 18 to 24-month-old herd bull prospects that are all ready to go to work. Online catalog, videos, and sale information can be found at www.blackherfordranch.com. For questions or printed catalog requests, call 580-309-0711.
Beef and pork exports have moderated in April, though they remained above year-ago levels. U.S. red meat exports last month slowed moderately from the pace established in March, but were still significantly higher year-over-year, according to the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Beef exports reached 99,000 metric tons in April, up 13% from a year ago, and valued at $550.4 million. For January through April, though, beef exports were up 14% in volume and 18% in value at $2.16 billion compared to the same period last year. Pork exports followed a record-breaking March with a solid April performance, reaching 203,000 metric tons, up 8% from a year ago, and the largest April volume on record. Export value was up 11% to $517 million. For January through April, pork exports increased 15% in volume and 19% in value at $2.1 billion. In other news, a monthly survey on farmers' thoughts regarding the farm economy held steady last month. The latest reading of the Purdue CME Group Ag Economy Barometer, which is based on a monthly survey of 400 agricultural producers from across the country, was 130. The Producer Sentiment Index has hovered near 130 for five of the last 6 months and remains considerably stronger than both last fall and a year ago. A reading above 100 reflects positive sentiment, while reading below 100 reflects negative sentiment. Producers' forward-looking expectations, as measured by the Index of Future Expectations, improved modestly to 136. This was the second month in a row that the index increased. Meanwhile, the Index of Current Conditions fell to 117, a 10-point decline from its April reading. The latest survey also asked farmers about the renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement. Results show 61% of respondents thought the outcome of a renegotiated NAFTA agreement would be beneficial for U.S. farmers. And finally, the 2017 World Pork Expo is getting underway today in Des Moines, Iowa. The annual event includes the Pork Checkoff in the National Pork Producers Council and features thousands of U.S. and global pork producers, industry professionals, and industry experts at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. The event offers learning sessions and seminars, a trade show, and a hospitality tent for pork producers. The Pork Academy seminar by the Pork Checkoff offers producers information on the latest technologies and practices. Meanwhile, here at home, the Oklahoma Pork Council, during its annual Memorial Day blood drive, which it's held for the past 11 years, has actually broken its own record of participation with 1,319 donors showing up to give blood. As a result, a total of 3,957 lives were saved from that blood collected. You got farm news on Ron.
The John Deere 5E Series tractors from P&K are the most affordable workhorses on the market. They're America's tractor. And if you're really going to own your land, this is the tractor for you. The 5045E two-wheel drive utility tractor, just $170 a month, so you won't find a better deal. Because you don't just want to buy any tractor, it's time you owned a John Deere. And because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offering 73117 residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details and terms and conditions as exclusions and limitations apply.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.